And so this would be the large deciduous trees vignette. 3, 2, 1. One of the first decisions a homeowner should make is a shade tree for front and back. Hi, I'm Art Drasdale. Considerations for trees after this. 3, 2, 1. One advantage a resale house is able to offer that the new subdivision home cannot is established shade trees. Those moving to a new subdivision, therefore, have a great desire to get trees planted so they can enjoy some shade. There are a number of considerations in choosing shade trees that you should think about before coming to a decision on just what to plant. First and most important is the ultimate size of the tree. If, for patriotic reasons, you want a maple in your back garden, you still have several possible alternatives in the size category. For example, the sugar maple, not a good choice for urban plantings in any case, will easily achieve 25 meters or 80 feet, ultimately, whereas the Norway maple and cultivars of it will only grow 13 meters or 40 feet. Large deciduous trees, such as the weeping willow, do not belong on anything but huge property, certainly not on 60-foot or narrower lots. The life expectancy of a tree is also a major consideration. Many people make the mistake of planting a row of poplars to create a fast, tall hedge. It works fine for the first 10 years, and then the poplars start to die and are expensive to remove. If you must plant poplars, try interplanting with pyramidal oaks or similar trees. These are much slower growing, but also much longer lived. A final consideration is foliage color and density. Crimson King maple is the best example of outstanding foliage color, and horse chestnuts of extremely dense foliage, and honey locusts just the opposite with their small, fine leaves. I'm Art Drasdale.